No, I turn up the police radio a little bit so I can hear it if something comes over it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Can you listen to the regular radio, too? Or do you got to just listen to that 1 out of 12, see the man, all that stuff all day long?
You have to listen. Well, I listen to the regular radio AM FM.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You have a regular? You can listen to AM FM while you're listening to the police
radio?
I
listen to one or the other. I usually listen to FM.
Really?
Right.
You don't listen to the police radio. You listen to FM?
Right. I don't answer calls. I just listen to the radio.
Hey, man, that sounds like you got a pretty... So do you just drive around for 8 hours a day?
I'll tell you what, I've done a whole worked a whole shift and I didn't have a single call, and I did drive around for 8 hours.
8 hours. I understand some of the cars are modified to take that kind of pounding.
Right.
Is that right? Like two radiators?
Heavy-duty suspension.
Two radiators and stuff like that?
And one radio, heavy-duty suspension.
Hmm. Wow, far out. Bulletproof doors?
No.
Officer Dubois, there's a question I've been dying to ask you all night. What's your favorite kind of donut?
My favorite donut.
Mm-hmm. You gotta have a favorite donut.
I don't eat donuts. I uh-huh.
Come on. Come on, we know better than that. What's your favorite donut, dude?
Chocolate.
You like those chocolate covered or like the chocolate cake donuts with the sugar covering?
A chocolate cake donut with the sugar covering. I'm trying to build a larger paunch.
You are?
Right.
Okay, that works for me. I like donuts too, but not the way you guys do. You know, I do like glazed cake donuts. Those are okay with me.
So you drink a lot of coffee as a cop? Cops always drink a lot of coffee on TV.
No, I don't like coffee.
What's the biggest stereotype about cops that isn't true?
That they eat a lot of donuts.
What is the biggest stereotype about cops that is true?
That they drink a lot of coffee.
Do you wear patent leather boots?
No.
I mean, did you wear patent leather shoes?
No, they're leather.
Really? You had to polish them every day?
Once a week.
Really? Did you, like, squeak a lot when you walked? Like, all your leather stuff squeaking?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever get out of your car and forget your billy club and have to go back and get it?
A lot of times I'd go out and I wouldn't take it with me.
Really?
Right.
Do you take that zap gun with you?
Right.
You would just take that instead of the billy gun?
Well, that's on your belt.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So you got kind of like the bat utility belt. What else you got? You got any, like, sleep pills or anything?
I have some rappelling hooks.
Do you have bat gas where you can just, like, spray somebody and knock them out?
Well... It's called tear gas. It's mace, yeah.
So
we don't call it bat gas.
You don't call it bat gas?
No.
I bet they start now.
Right.
I bet they'll start calling them bat gas from this show forward. So what's the question most people ask you most often, that being a cop, that we haven't asked you? What should we ask you as a cop? What would you want to say about cops? What were you hoping that the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show would ask you about your cop experience? Do you like the term cop or do you like the term policeman? Or law enforcement official?
I really have no preference, but they're just guys out there. They're doing a job. You know, they put 8 hours in, and most of them do a good job. They don't need a half. It's just like if you go into an auto factory and you put your 8 hours in, it's a job.
There you go. Cops are just doing a job. 749-1444. It's Chris Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF.
Walking out to the moon. All I want is love and next to you.
Early Bette Midler on the Chris Around Late Night Talk Show. It's Betty Ann.
Hi.
You're talking to a real live cop and Chris and Rob, as if a cop wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Betty Ann, first time caller?
Oh, come on, you guys. You know I'm not.
No, okay. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, you remember how the last time I told you when I was on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show?
Right.
I was profiled on the show Cops.
Do what?
I was profiled on the show Cops. You remember that? Do you remember my whole story about Mardi Gras? It was a Mardi Gras show.
Right, yeah, I remember. You went down on the donkey. Was that you?
No. Oh, come on. I have more class than that. You know, guys.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, okay. I know. I was just joshing you.
Oh, what an evil laugh.
Okay. So
that laugh is just Satan incarnate.
So what's on your mind, Betty Ann?
Well, I was figuring since I was the only female caller tonight so far.
Right. What, do you want a prize or something?
I just wanted to know.
Hey, hold on, Betty Ann.
Okay.
We'd like to plug an upcoming event. Sometime in the very near future, we're going to give away a night in Chris's apartment. Yeah, and then... He's not too hip on the idea yet. So go ahead, Betty Ann.
Oh,
what's on your mind?
My question is, when you're since I'm a female and it's like a female, I figure I should bring up the female issue. I want to know if Officer Al gets off when he frisks the female.
Officer Al?
Officer Al's a married guy.
Officer Al, you have a lovely wife and three lovely children. Do you get off when you frisk a female suspect?
Betty Ann, Al's not even flinching. He's just sitting here looking with, he has this deadpan stone look on his face, like he'd rather be somewhere else eating a donut. Alan, give us your answer.
I've never frisked a female. We have female officers that do that.
Are they all butches?
No, they're very feminine.
They are?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like that blonde girl that used to be on Chips. I used to think she was kind of hot.
Right, very feminine.
I don't remember her name, do you?
Randy Oaks.
What was her name?
Randy Oaks.
Randy Oaks, yeah, there you go. Are you lying to me? Was that really her name?
No, it's true. That's the actress's name. I don't know her name.
Okay.
What about the girl in T.J. Hooker? She's pretty feminine, too. Heather Locklear, Heather Thomas, whatever. She's pretty feminine for a cop,
anyway. I don't
know
about this thing.
I bet most cops really look like the girl on Hill Street Blues, though. The real tall blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. That's because most guy cops don't look like John or Ponch, though. They look like Al.
What does Al look like?
He looks like Buddy from Buddy's Carpet Barn.
So how did Al come to be on the show? I just turned you guys on. I thought I'd give a ring.
Oh, the show is going swimmingly well. People have been calling. The phone's been ringing off the hook. We're having a what is that word? Scintillating conversation with Officer Al.
Yeah.
He's enlightened us on a lot of things.
So how'd you come to be on the show, Officer Al?
Just in the neighborhood, I guess.
He just got out of jail.
He's not running his beat anymore because he was suspended for police brutality. So since he had nothing better to do this evening, we thought we'd have him on.
Hey, Officer Al, have you ever given a full body cavity search?
No, I'm not a jailer. I'm a police officer. Or was.
Why? Do you have any cavities you'd like to be searched?
That department's all taken care of, thank you.
Oh, all right. Any more questions, Betty Ann?
No.
Well, thank you for...
Do you have a question for me?
Do we have a question for you? Have you ever been arrested?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever done hard time?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever been pulled over?
Yeah.
Did you get the ticket or not?
Once.
What was the ticket for?
Speeding.
Speeding?
Yeah.
Did you try to bat your eyebrows and, like, show some leg to get off of it?
I cried.
You cried?
Yeah.
And that didn't work?
One time it did.
Where was this at?
In Reading.
Where did it work at in Reading?
Yeah.
Where did it not work at?
It didn't work in Vandalia, Ohio.
It's because Vandalia, those cops have hearts like ice.
I know.
How fast was she going?
How fast were you going?
I was going 93 and a 65.
Woo! You would have had to cry like a damn Niagara Falls before I'd let you off. You actually thought by... Can you actually cry by yourself? What do you do? I heard some actors pluck a nose hair and that makes them cry.
Nah, I can just turn it on.
You can just turn it on?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start... I know. We'll turn it on right now. Call us back and then turn it on.
No, don't even call us. Just turn it on right now. Let's hear you. Here, I'll turn the music off.
Hold on.
Officer Al, you just approached her car and she rolled down her window and you guys interact. Let's recreate a pulling over right here, okay? Will this be good?
We'll give it a try.
Okay, go ahead, Officer Al.
Kind of dorky, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Go, Al.
Good evening, ma'am. How are you doing this evening?
I'm sorry.
He didn't even accuse you of anything yet.
My God.
Can I see your driver's license, please?
Yeah, hold on. It's in my purse.
Okay.
Let me get it.
You're not going to pull a gun out of your purse, are you?
Why did you pull me over?
Oh, you were speeding.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I've just had a really bad night. My boyfriend just dumped me.
Okay, well, you were doing 93 and a 65, and it is wet and raining out. Hang on a minute. I'll be right back with you.
Very good, Betty Ann. Congratulations. Call us next week.
Did I get off?
You got off.
No, you didn't.
You got Jim the intern off, though.
Can I get the oral body cavity search, though?
Well, possibly.
I'll search your cavities anytime you like.
Well, yeah, so you got Jim off.
That's from a dentist.
No, yeah, I am a dentist.
Anything else, Betty Ann, or should we move on?
That's it, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
It's a sick world. Thank goodness. 749-1444 is the phone number here to Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Officer Farrell.
In California, safe, I work. I used to work on a morning. And then in the afternoon it got very hot and sunny, so I'd go and lie on the beach. And then I'd work again in the evening. And I'd maybe work until about 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. And then I'd go for a drink, you see. And in California, the bars don't close until 2. It seems to me, in a way, the ideal hour, if you're going to close them at all, it's the ideal hour, because in a way, it's not too late, and you can make up your mind about things, I suppose, you see, at 2 o'clock. 4 o'clock is a bit late, really. But anyway, you can do it. You know, work. I seem to work in the evening and do that. In London, you can't do this. Because if you want to go out for a drink, unless you go to those awful places that are my pet hates, really. What's that place called? I went once. It looks like a rhythm and blues Angus steakhouse. It's got tartan on the walls. But the bills seem to be, it costs. Each drink seems to cost about £1 or something. It's just ridiculous. I just object to paying £1 for one drink in a place like that. Anyway, it's not a In fact, the chairs are so small, it's like an organised children's tea party. And that's why London, I don't think, will ever really be a swinging place. You see, it's nightlife in London. You need too much money. For it. And because of that, you can't go in any place and meet a plumber from Camberwell. Whereas in New York, you could. I mean, you could go in a bar and meet the equivalent from a plumber from Brooklyn. Could be sat at the next stool. And some other guy, a movie maker from Hollywood could be sat on the next stool. I mean, it's just... That can happen here in this place. The night, which some people really think is terrific. I mean, obviously somebody's really sold the idea. I'm going to tell you a story. Do you know Eric Burden?
Yeah.
The animals. Well, it was on a, I think it was on a television program. I told you. Now, I mean, he's a musician in London, isn't he? And we were talking about America, as a fact. He said he didn't like it really at all. And he told me this story as a story against America. And he said he was in New York, and he was with a policeman, you see, a cop. I suppose it's a bit different from his singer, and he thought people might attack him or something. But anyway, they went in this bar, and there was music playing, you see. There was a jukebox. And the cop said to the guy behind the bar, "Can you dance with him?" And I said, "Sure." So he hung up his gun and started dancing with a girl, you see. And Eric Burdon said, "This was terrible." He said, "That cop is the sort of cop who'd take a backhand and, you know, money and this, that." And he thought it was terrible. Well, I thought it sounded marvellous. I mean, really, it's kind of like an ideal for a musician. I said it simply proved there were more art lovers there. He was affected by the music when he went in the bar. And the idea of him hanging up a gun, I thought was terrific. But he thought it was terrible.
Bit, you're on the air with Chris and Rob and a cop and dragon.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, it's going pretty good.
Great. First of all, I've got to ask something to Betty Ann.
Hold on, Bit. Are you a first-time caller?
Sure am.
Okay.
All right. Betty Ann, are you on drugs or is this your naturally moronic selves? I mean, come on. You are crazy. It just goes without saying. That's all I have to say.
What do you mean she's crazy?
She's crazy. She makes me
scared.
She
seems to be a very fun-loving, just carefree, happy person to me.
Not to me. I don't understand it.
Can I let all you guys in on a secret?
Sure.
This is Chris here from the Chris and Rob Blatner Talk Show. I went on a date with Betty Ann once. She slobbers when she eats. She does. There's a little thing of slobber dripping down her chin on
the
left
side. Did you make
her
cry?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't. She made me cry, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to tell you,
though.
I'll leave the rest up to your
imagination. Bit, I just want to point out that when Chris said she slobbers on her left side, he pointed to his right side.
So what's that?
Well, the two sides of my brain don't exactly match up, you know. But hey, you just had this a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, okay. Something like that. So you got a question, or do you just want to rag on Betty Ann?
I'm sorry. What's the police officer's name now?
Officer Al.
Officer Al, are you with me, Bud?
Bud.
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. I need to ask you a question. Do you wear your uniform when you're engaged in some other activity other than a legal process?
No, never have.
Never have?
No.
You, never mind. I don't think that's really safe to ask.
You want to ask something sexy, weren't you?
Yes.
I'm not interested.
I think everybody wants to know. I think everybody needs to know.
Have you ever had a fantasy involving a glass top table, Bit?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Tool belt, hard hat, anything like that involved?
No. Okay. No. Mm-mm.
Just the glass top table?
Oh, yeah.
And you lay on the bottom?
Oh, yeah.
What else is on your mind tonight, Bit?
Very little.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Cincinnati.
We'd like to know our demographics. Where about in Cincinnati?
I don't know. Longitude E.
Now, Clifton?
No. It's off Hamilton Avenue. Seven Hills, I guess.
Ooh, Seven Hills, huh?
Yeah.
You have a very good phone. I'd like to compliment you on your phone.
Well,
thank
you.
We can hear you loud
it's,
and clear.
It's a Cincinnati Bengals phone, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
How the subject changes so quickly.
How long have you had it?
Oh, I'd say a good couple of years.
What was your favorite subject in school?
What was my favorite subject in school? Women.
Really? How old are you, Bit? You're 19?
19.
You're 19?
Go to college.
You go to college? Which college do you go to?
SOC. Let's give them a plug.
Southern Ohio College.
Yes, sir.
They're accredited by exactly no other universities, I think.
That's correct.
You can really transfer those credits pretty well.
That's right.
So what kind of degree are you looking for?
Get that job.
Why didn't you just call Sally Struthers? You could have become a VCR repairman, a gun repairman, a nurse, or even a cop.
Well, I don't think I would have done that. I think I would have said some nasty things to her.
Really?
Yeah, I can't stand it.
Tell her to quit whining?
That's about the truth, isn't it?
Bit, do you want to make more money? Sure, we all do.
We all do. First of all, I want to start by getting your ass off, getting you off the air. Sorry.
Really? You can say ass.
All right, sorry, ass. I can't stand her. She's a whining little adolescent crybaby that belongs back in with Archie Bunker, and she just, you know,
I heard
she married
a
meathead. What the hell?
I heard her, voice on a cartoon the other day.
Tailspin.
Was that what it was?
That's what it was.
Yeah. That's that Donald Duck deal, huh?
Yeah, one of them things. That's where she belongs.
Right.
Dumb crone.
Woo. So do you watch the show Cops?
Very frequently, yes. Mm-hmm.
Very frequently or very infrequently?
Very frequently.
Really? You learning to be an accountant there at Southern Ohio Business College?
No. Audio visual productions.
You're an audio visual production?
Yes, I want to get into talk radio.
So what you want to do? You want to be a talk radio host?
Sure,
you sure
do.
Don't want to be like the cinematographer for Cops or something?
No.
You don't want to serve the public by doing Cops?
No.
Do you think that stuff's real? Or do you think they stage it?
I believe it is real.
Really?
Yes. I mean, you know.
Do you have your own talk show over there at Southern Ohio College?
No.
Do you think Cops has helped or hurt the image of Cops? Yeah, that's for either one of you, Al, Officer Al, or
right.
A bit. Let Officer Al field it first.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Officer Al, has the program Cops helped or hurt the image of Cops?
Well, I think it's helped people get a better view of what really happens. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing worse than being arrested, and to be arrested on TV, that's the worst.
Yeah, especially when they put those things over there and black out what your face looks like and makes you look like some kind of Martian or something.
Well, they have to ask you if you want to appear on TV. If you say no,
yeah,
they'll black you out. I don't know why you would say yes, but...
Sure, I beat my wife. Put me on TV.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty eight. Definitely. Let's talk some more. This is great. I love it.
Bit, you should like you having fun, Bit?
I'm having fun.
Good. Bit, do you drink a lot? You sound like a heavy drinker.
No.
Your tongue sounds like it's all swelled up.
Yeah, there we go.
Bit, what are you doing up this late?
Nothing. Nothing, not a damn... Boy, I'm just...
You know, 8 bits is a bite,
I'm
don't you?
I'm keeping your guys' ratings up, I'm sure.
You sure are.
Nice.
Did you hear me? Is it true that 8 bits are a bite?
That's well, yeah, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, okay. What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living? On the weekends, I work at a drive-thru. I'd rather not say which drive-thru. Excuse me?
Do you sell beer to minors?
Yes.
Good. Let me ask...
Now we've got something going now.
Hey, Ben, I just want to tell you something.
Yeah.
The quick and cold is neither.
Right.
That's just the way I feel about it. The quick and cold is neither.
No, I do my part.
Do you work at the quick and cold?
No.
Okay.
No. It's a convenient beverage place.
I know which one you're talking about. I know which one you're talking about. I've seen you there before, Bit.
You're
the one with the audio-visual equipment.
Right.
So do you make a lot of home movies?
No.
Have you ever caught a cop beating the hell out of somebody on your video camera yet?
No.
Really?
I'm more into the audio scene, I believe.
So have you ever made an audio tape of a guy screaming because he's being beat by a cop?
Yeah.
Have you ever made an audio tape of a cop screaming because he's being beat by a guy?
That really doesn't happen to me.
Who do you think would win in a fight between a Marine and a cop?
Man, all these questions. Yeah, well, I guess
you know, if you called the big one on one of their very popular talk shows, they wouldn't ask you this many questions. And in fact, they probably would have gotten rid of you by now.
They
but no, not Chris and Rob.
You know, I was there not too long ago.
Where?
I was there.
Where?
The big one.
At the big one.
The big one.
Did you talk to Mike McConnell?
No.
Willie Cunningham?
No.
Chris Collingsworth, who is single-handedly going to bring an NBA team to Cincinnati, do the play-by-play himself, and the post-game locker room report, and the off-season hot stove league, and probably even ref the game, too.
Well, what else does he have to lose?
He's also going to be checking the air and the basketballs. Yeah. Dude, Chris Collingsworth is going to bring a very much-needed basketball team back to Cincinnati.
I agree.
And call the Cincinnati River Carps. So who do you think... Okay, Al, Officer Al, who do you think would win in a fight between a Marine and a cop? No, who cares? Just a Marine and a cop go at it.
They're not armed at all? Either
nah,
one.
just
height,
nah.
Weight?
Just not the same. They're each 5'10",
and they're
175.
Both, they're both in exactly the same physical shape?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, see, that's the thing. They've both been in their respective things for a year and a half.
You guys mind if I have a cigarette here?
Yeah, go have a cigarette, Bit.
Right. Hang on a minute. I'm going to have a cigarette.
I'm sorry, Bit, but you're sitting in the non-smoking section.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, let me move here.
All right.
You can have a dip, though. Who do you think would win?
Al?
Cop and a Marine, go at it. Duke, 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 duke. Because, you know, those Marines get out of hand every once in a while. The cops got to go calm them down.
Sure.
Who would win in a fight between a grizzly bear and a tiger?
Grizzly bear.
Think so?
Grizzly bear.
What about a shark and a buffalo?
Shark. I don't know.
Okay. Just wondering.
Well, the buffalo can't swim and the shark can't ride on land, so.
They're in the shallows.
Yeah, okay. They're in like 3 feet of water.
Oh, okay. Well,
the buffalo could step on it, though.
Oh, hell yes.
You know, Bit, you're just a cursing fool.
I try.
Hey, Bit, you live in an apartment building or a house?
I live in a shed.
In a shed?
It's hard to explain. I have a studio-type shed in the back of my parents'
house.
You're
a drill bit.
No.
Got any neighbors?
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
If you turn your radio up real loud late at night, will they hear it?
Would you like me to?
Well, no. I got an idea here. Funny joke we can play on your neighbors.
All right, let's do it.
Want to do this? Okay, be real quiet.
Okay.
Now, while we're real quiet, turn your radio up all the way.
Wait, I gotta take off the headphones first.
All right. Well, unplug the headphones, okay?
All right, well, I won't be able to hear you guys then.
Well, yeah, just turn your radio up all the way, okay?
Hang on.
Now, be real quiet.
Are we gonna get feedback? We're
That's
getting
okay.
feedback. Are
now,
you sure?
Now, are you real quiet?
All right.
Other people who are at home can do this, too. We're gonna be real quiet here for a minute.
Shh.
Be real quiet, okay? Now, while we're quiet, turn the radio up real, real loud so nobody knows it's on. All right. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. And
sending out a big thank you to Dragon.
Let's
give Dragon one of these.
Dragon, you're a long-time listener. What possessed you to buy some milkshake tonight?
It's April Fool's Day, and there's no bigger fools around than you guys, so.
Oh. But no, but seriously, folks, this is a good tradition that the listeners out there should follow. You should send food and beverage to the Chris Around Late Night Talk Show.
And if you can't come here and deliver it in person, send it to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, care of WAIF, P.O. Box 6126, that's 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio, that's Cincinnati, not Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206.
So, Dragon, have you met any other local media celebrities?
Yes, quite a few, actually.
Tim Hedrick?
No.
You've met no one, then.
How about Belinda and the guest?
Who's Belinda? Who's Belinda?
She does the show on Sunday night here at Sunny Romantic Way.
Belinda.
That Belinda, the real thin one.
And Laddie.
And what about have you ever met Jerry Springer?
No.
Jerry Galvin.
Talked to him before.
Really? Yeah. On his old show?
On his old show.
Who's better? Okay. Who's better, us or Jerry?
Jerry.
Oh! You can take your milkshakes back where they came from, Buster. No, I seriously, you know, I was really taken by Jerry when I was a wee small tot. I thought Jerry had something going on, right? He goes national. What happens?
He falls flat on his face.
Not just flat. He falls all the way down to the depths of hell.
Into Plummet Mall.
Oh, man. Yeah, Plummet Mall. I forgot about that. Jeez. So here we are, you know, 20 years later. Chris and Rob have been doing this for decades. It's been a long time. Chris and Rob have been doing this for decades. I think we've surpassed old Jerry. I think we got better scams than he does.
Well, you may find out sooner or later.
Yeah.
This year sometime you may find out.
What do you mean? You know something I don't?
Maybe.
What are you trying
Jerry
to say? It would be great. Do you know Jerry personally?
No, but I have contacts to get to him.
Get to him. It would be great if he could come to the show. If we could get Jerry to come into our show, so that would be fantastic.
I'm working on something, but that's all I can say.
Keep working on it. If you can get us Jerry, it's dinner at the Masonette for you and Jerry.
Make that the Celestial and you got a deal.
Make that the what?
The Celestial.
What's that?
Mount Adams.
All right, you're there. I don't know, but we'll find out.
It's a yuppie place, right?
Yeah, if he wants to be a yuppie, that's his problem. Well, okay, Chris and Rob, I'm buying. You don't have to worry about this, Rob. You're off the hook. I am buying at the Celestial for me, Rob, you, if it's you, and Jerry Galvin. Or if somebody else out there in Radioland can get to Jerry first, the deal's still on there, too.
But we got to drink Hutapol. We're not drinking any imported beer.
Right.
Just to let you know, that'll cost about $500.
So what? It's worth it to me to get Jerry. Well,
I'll make it cheaper on you.
Okay.
Just get me a date with Lisa from last week, and we'll be even.
Who?
Was Lisa the preschool teacher?
Yes.
The preschool teacher?
She was just a caller. I don't know who she was. I mean, she's not a personal friend of mine or anything.
Yeah, right, sure.
Yeah, right. All right, we have Fast Eddie on the line.
Fast Eddie from Comp.
It is.
Fast Eddie.
Yes.
Hey, he was shaking. Man, I know why they call that guy Dragon. He needs a cert bad.
A cert?
Okay, a Tic Tac. I don't know. So what's on your mind tonight, Eddie? You want to talk to a cop?
Oh.
We're talking to Officer Al of the Norwalk Police Department.
Uh-huh. You know, there's a place in where I come from, New England, in Norwalk, Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Is it a town of 20,000 that has about 22 officers?
No, it's a town of about 200,000 and it has more officers than they need. Anyway, oh, that girl that was crying.
Right, Betty Ann.
You know, if I was a cop and I pulled her over and she started crying like that,
yeah,
I would say, wow, this girl's really drunk. She sounded drunk. I mean, I don't see how she could get sympathy with crying like that. She sounded drunk.
Eddie, you know, I think I alluded to the fact a little while ago that I went out on a date with her once.
Oh, yeah, the slobber. Yeah,
yeah, not only does she slobber, but she drinks like a fish in the ocean, I tell you. I took her out on a date. She got so drunk, it was like one of them old movies where somebody gets drunk, just puking everywhere. I mean,
yeah.
Good gosh.
See, whenever I see a
poor
girl's
a mess. I'd do anything I could to help her, but yeah. She's a lost soul, you know? The meetings aren't helping either.
See, I'm not a cop, but I do know whenever I see a girl crying in a car, I think she's drunk.
Yeah,
that's always my
beat.
First thought. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I associate females crying in cars with being drunk.
Okay, Eddie, so it's your lucky night. You called the Chris and Rob show while there's a cop in the house. What are you going to say to him?
Oh, I mean...
I know you're an anarchist and all.
No, come on now.
Hey,
real
quick, off the subject. Do you have the stats on how Jerry did tonight?
Jerry Brown did?
Yeah, Jerry Brown, not
he
Jerry Galvin.
He won Vermont, yeah.
Yeah, how did he do?
He won by a comfortable margin, I guess.
You got numbers for us?
No, I don't. Oh, you guys are up on that.
I didn't. For what?
44%, I think.
44% Jerry Brown got? How much did Clinton get?
He was third.
Clinton came in third?
He got 18.
Behind who?
Songus.
Songus came in second?
It was Brown, undecided, and Clinton came in third, 18%.
Undecided. Oh, boy. You figures. Undecided. Undecided and none of the above is doing really good this election.
Oh, I know.
Well, on the subject of cops, when I think of cops, I think of there are so many really good ones. I mean,
you think of Kent McCord.
No, I mean, I'm talking real cops. Now, that's another problem, is that fictitious cops have nothing to do with real cops. That's one big problem they have, is people think that fiction cops have anything to do with reality. That's
right.
Any cop could tell you, I mean, how ridiculous is it, you know, how ridiculous people's perceptions are, you know, how they think that anything they see on movies, on TV is, I mean, what do
well,
people...
Well, you know that housekeepers have the same complaint about who's the boss.
Yeah, I mean, like, what do Hollywood
and B. Davis today, who's the boss tomorrow?
What a cop does. And it's always fun to try to talk over you guys. Anyway, on the subject,
Eddie, just thank God I'm not playing any practical jokes on you tonight.
And you're not playing any space music while I'm trying to talk either.
Nothing.
Right.
Talk to Al. Quit talking to us.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I can see the biggest problem cops have. I mean, I know if I was a cop, I would be a very terrible one. I would probably slug people a lot because I can see that they... no, I mean, first of all...
You're intimidating me, Eddie.
I would beat people regularly because one thing I hate to hear is the same lines all the time. And I know they must hear the same things. They must hear the same lies.
You mean like
my
ice cream's melting?
Or the same, you know, everything. The same kind of lies and you know, things like that, and also the same wisecracks, the same everything, and I think it's great if they can restrain themselves when they hear something they've heard 100 times that day from some person that they're just trying to, they're just trying to do their job. And
hold on, Al, would you like to respond to that? Do you hear the same stuff over and over again? Or did you hear the same stuff over and over again?
You want to know something on a completely different note? Norwalk, the settlers at Norwalk, came from Norwalk, Connecticut, and they named the town after the town they came from in Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Great.
So do you hear the same lines over and over again? did you hear them, like, constantly, the same ones? The same wisecracks, like he was talking about? Officer Al?
Usually people think up new ones.
Well, did you really appreciate a good original one?
Oh, yeah.
Would that score him any points? Could he get off speeding if he'd come up with a really good line?
No, but I'd remember it, and it was always funny.
And if he ever appeared on a late-night talk show, you'd have something to share with the audience.
Like a funny joke or a funny quirk
right,
or something?
Right. Okay, Eddie, what else is on your mind?
Well, my aunt, who's quite a bimbo, came up with a good line once.
Your aunt?
Yeah.
Your bimbo aunt?
No, aunt.
Your aunt, okay.
Aunt.
Your
I come
aunt.
From Massachusetts, aunt.
Right, okay.
Aunt. And, Well, she is kind of a bimbo, and when she was pulled over for running a red light, the cop didn't give her a ticket because he cracked up because he said it was the best line he ever heard in his life. She said, "I thought that light was orange."
So what the hell?
I don't know. She said the light wasn't quite red. It was still orange, and that's why she ran it.
Oh, somewhere between yellow and red, huh?
Right.
You mean the red
orange.
Light hadn't turned completely red.
Right.
It was still orange.
Yeah, and he thought it was so funny, he didn't give her a ticket. He said it was the best line he ever heard. Well, anyway, what I was talking about before is that when I, in my adolescence, I unfortunately had bad experiences with few officers who were really bad, and that made me really prejudiced. But over the years, as I've had more contact with police, I can see that... a lot of them, sometimes it kind of blows my mind how good they are, how sincere, and how they really, really try to do a job, you know, the difficult job that they have, how often they'll go out of their way when they don't have to help people. And unfortunately, it's true, though, that there are a small minority of cops who really ruin the whole image, who... I mean, all the great things that cops do can be instantly negated by a few who do things like, for example, the whole nation watched that Rodney King video, and all the good deeds in the world can't make up for the sight of those cops just swinging and swinging and swinging. And people who have had experiences like that, you know, I could identify with them too. I mean, people were all saying, now, if that wasn't filmed, this would be another instance where the cops would say, oh, it didn't happen. He's out of his mind. He's lying. He must be on drugs. That never happened. And
right.
For once, they got filmed actually doing that. Mm-hmm. And I myself have seen things like that happen, and not as bad as that, but, you know, I've seen things like that happen, and unfortunately, like I said, it's only a very small minority of cops that are like that, but they sure ruin it for all the others.
A few bad apples just spoil the whole bunch, huh?
Well, it's true. I mean, yeah, it's cliche, but they really do, and it's really too bad. And then there's people like Daryl Gates. There's the administrators.
Well, do you know what Daryl Gates said when they released those two guys after 17 years of being wrongly jailed? He said they shouldn't make them some sort of folk hero. They should have been in there longer. They served 17 years for a crime they didn't commit, and Daryl Gates is just like, well, I don't know why they're becoming folk heroes. They should have been in there longer.
Yeah, and when people ask him, what do you... One reporter graphically described Rodney King's physical condition and says, what would you have to say to Rodney King now? And Daryl Gates said, well, I would hope this would make him choose a better path in life, or something like that. And the things Daryl Gates has said before, like, oh, black people are more susceptible to chokeholds than normal people.
Yeah,
and,
I've heard that.
You know, you got idiots like Daryl Gates who really can ruin it for the cop who's just trying to do his job. I mean...
But the thing is, Daryl Gates has made it to the very tippy top of cop profession. He's the chief of police in the second biggest city in the country.
And I don't even know why he's there. I don't know why Daryl Gates has given any... I don't know why Daryl Gates is entrusted with anything, never mind a job as important as that. It's... I don't know. You get these characters, these Simon Leeses and Daryl Gates and...
Oh, Bull Connors.
By the way, Eddie, would it be possible between now and next week's show, do you think you could get a Simon Leese's home address?
I wouldn't want Simon Leese's home address.
But could you get it? Do you have the means to procure that?
Well, why would I be able to get it more easily than you would?
I'm just asking.
I'm just asking.
Don't crucify me for asking, Eddie.
No, but
I'm
just
saying, asking, okay?
I think that you could get it just as easily as I could. I don't have any special access.
Okay, well, I don't have any special access, but I have a radio show. If anyone out there in Radioland, and Radioland is quite a vast area.
That's your power tripping again.
That's right. If anyone out there in Radioland can get me Simon Leese's home phone number, home address, or any pertinent information, it would be much appreciated. Officer Du Bois? Can I get your reaction to the Daryl Gates, Rodney King predicament?
I'll tell you what, I never watched the video, and I'm really not interested.
There you go, Eddie.
I wonder why that is. I mean, because it's an amazing thing.
You're a cop, Al. Let's suppose one night I was walking around Norwalk, Ohio with my camcorder, and I come across a bunch of cop cars, and you're one of the cops beating up on some little old black guy. I filmed it. I give it to Tom Brokaw. You're on TV. What would your reaction be?
If I was on TV?
Yeah.
I tell you what, Chris. I wouldn't be in that predicament in the first place, so I really can't answer. With Rodney King, the police there were completely out of line. I guess Rodney had a couple run-ins with the law, and after that happened, he had some more.
I don't suppose Rodney King's much of an angel.
Well, no, he's not an upstanding citizen or anything.
No, I have to really interrupt here. See...
Of course you do, Eddie.
That kind of thing is something that really angers me. I've heard this from so many, especially law enforcement people, that Rodney King was his criminal record and all that. I really wish that everybody could see that video of Rodney King being beaten. When I saw it, it totally
We're
going to
play it back
mind.
Next week on the Chris and Rob Show.
No, I mean, it completely blew my mind when I saw it. When I first heard about it, I thought, oh, I was picturing like they swung, you know, they hit him a couple times or they kicked him a couple times. That video is just, I never saw anyone beaten in my life like Rodney King.
Well, I did at Sudsy's last weekend.
I mean, first of all, there was swinging, full swings.
The dude had
purple
hair. Full
360-degree arcs. Wham,
hit over the head
wham,
with a beer bottle.
Wham, wham.
The red and
over
the purple
and over,
really,
like a paddle
really
wheel, just nonstop.
They look good together.
Then, when they went, at some points, they took a little rest. They gave their arm a rest.
Hold on, Eddie. They saunter around him
in a circle, and then go at it again. Wham!
Eddie,
wham.
Eddie.
What?
Have you ever considered a career as a Foley artist?
A what?
As a sportscaster. You could be doing play-by-play, sitting next to Chris Collinsworth for the for the Cincinnati Muckrakers NBA team.
All right, but listen though. I mean,
Foley artist is a sound effect guy.
I appreciate people the sense of humor and everything, and I'm really into humor, but I'd like to put aside humor for the moment here.
Okay,
seriously.
Go ahead.
'Cause the thing is now. I don't think really that this Rodney King thing is a laughing matter and it's something that can be dismissed. That was a serious, serious thing that happened.
You're right, Eddie. I saw the video. I've seen the video about 25 times.
Isn't it just incredible? I mean, am I describing it like it really happened?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
I mean, and what amazed me is that very few people in any kind of government people or law enforcement people seem to be able to say it like it is. They seem to all say things like, well, Rodney King was a criminal.
Well, no, no one's explaining it away like that.
I mean,
no one's excusing the cops because Rodney King was a criminal. No one's letting the cops off the hook because of that.
But no, but I mean, it really does kind of tick me off when people say their first reaction is, well, here's what kind of person Rodney King was. It doesn't matter what kind of person Rodney King was. The fact is, that could have happened to anybody. That it didn't have to be Rodney King. At the time they were beating him, most of those cops didn't know Rodney King, didn't know Rodney King's record, how many times he had been arrested. All they knew was they were beating somebody.
They were just getting into
beating someone so badly.
Oh, we played hardball tonight, and they
made
jokes
about
it afterwards.
It's monkey slapping time, and The transcripts over the police radio were just incredible. And I hate it when people take that automatic position like, oh, I'm going to be on the other side. I'm going to take the position that Rodney King deserved it somehow because of his criminal record. It's just incredible to me that now here you have...
Well, Eddie, to me the most incredible point was, even after everybody have seen that, the cops were still trying to play it down like it wasn't that bad of a deal. Like there was only, they're trying to like count the blows that were extraneous. There weren't that many blows that we didn't need to strike. We needed to strike most of those. We thought maybe he was on PCP or something.
That's another thing, PCP. Like, they've invented, this is like, this whole PCP crap, that's the same thing as cocaine-crazed blacks during the 1920s. Supposedly, that's why so many Southern sheriffs shot all those black men in the 20s because they were cocaine crazed. This PCP thing's the same thing. Oh, he was on PCP. Therefore, this force was necessary to subdue him because he was on PCP. Anyone who knows anything about PCP knows that it is certainly not a drug that improves your stamina, that makes you stronger. If
is that
anything,
true, Officer Al?
PCP is an immobilizing drug. Well, anyway, that's kind of off the subject, but I mean...
Hold on, Eddie. I got to interject this.
Yeah.
Whenever I play a video game and I get high score, my initials are always PCP. Just to be cute.
Yeah, that's cute.
When I get high score, my initials are always LSD.
Oh, that's even better. In conclusion, I just say that I'm amazed that...
Go ahead.
I'm just amazed that here Chris and Rob decide to have someone represent law enforcement on there, and what they have to say about the Rodney King video as well. Rodney King was arrested many times before that and many times after that.
Get me wrong, Eddie. I'm not disagreeing with you, and in fact, I am actually agreeing with you. I just don't want to admit that you're right. That's all.
Okay, Eddie. I think those cops who did that and their supervisor who knew about it and didn't report it should not only be kicked off the force, I think they should be brought up on criminal charges like they should be. Like they are being. That's exactly how I feel.
No, I think they should just be beaten up.
Whatever the justice system deems appropriate. Yeah. They should not get off of that. They should not get off of that.
I'm really sorry we got on the subject of Rodney King, because just before we got on that subject, I was about to say that it seems that as the years go by, that the newer police officers are more professional and that the quality of police officers in general seems to be improving. I was going to say, unfortunately, we got on the subject of Rodney King.
Al is a throwback to the old days. Officer Al prides himself on being a throwback to the old days.
Don't you, Al?
They call him Firehose Al.
Oh, man. See, that's the thing, though. I mean, even there are so many real good cops, but they still, most of them still won't say, hey, what happened to Rodney King was just, should not have happened. It's just, there's no excuse for what happened to Rodney King.
Al, why so quiet on the subject?
Well, I've got three other voices overriding mine. On a serious note, though, all humor aside, law's taking its course there. They're being brought up on the charges that should have been. They were involved in a high-speed car chase, and they pulled that individual over. No, they didn't know his record. They didn't know what he was going to commit in the future. They got carried away, and I guess it's just going to follow its course now. Everybody seems to dwell on it. I'll tell you what, that's just an incident that was caught on videotape.
There's a similar incident in Houston, so I guess you just have to wonder how many incidents
aren't
caught.
Well, I saw a similar incident when I was about 15 years old. There was a kid in my neighborhood who was 17, and I didn't witness it, but I saw the aftermath of what happened. He was on his way home on Christmas morning, and he said to the cop, look, it's Christmas morning. Why don't you just let me go home? Which he shouldn't have said, but he was beaten so badly that he had blood clots in his brain.